1 Kings chapter 15. Sermon 2 by Paul C. Jong. We must cast away idols with a perfect heart before God. 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 1 through 24. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijam became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacha, the granddaughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, by setting up his son after him, and by establishing Jerusalem, because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. So Abijam rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa his son reigned in his place. In the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Asa became king over Judah, and he reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. His grandmother's name was Maacha, the granddaughter of Abishalom. Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father David, and he banished the perverted persons from the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. Also he removed Maacha, his grandmother, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. And Asa cut down her obscene image and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord all his days. He also brought into the house of the Lord the things which his father had dedicated, and the things which he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and utensils. Now there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah, and built Ramah, that he might let none go out, or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and gold that was left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord, and the treasuries of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, "Let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. See, I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Come and break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me." So Ben-Hadad heeded King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. He attacked Ijon, Dan, Abel-Beth-Maacah, and all Chinneroth, with all the land of Naphtali. Now it happened, when Baasha heard it, that he stopped building Ramah, and remained in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempted. And they took away the stones and timber of Ramah, which Baasha had used for building. And with them King Asa built Geba of Benjamin, and Mizpah. The rest of all the acts of Asa, all his might, all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? But in the time of his old age he was diseased in his feet. So Asa rested with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. Then Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place. 1 Kings chapter 15 shows the reigns of Abijam and Asa, kings of southern Judah. This chapter is not simply a historical summary recording the deeds of two kings. It shows how, After Solomon's corruption, the southern and northern kingdoms were divided, and how the sin of departing from God, passing through the days of Rehoboam and Jeroboam, was carried on to the next generation. At the same time, it shows Asa, who even in that dark stream, tried to set his heart upright before God. Solomon received wisdom and riches from God, but in his last years he accepted foreign women and idols. In the days of Rehoboam, Judah also set up high places and idols and wooden images of Asherah, doing evil before God. In northern Israel, Jeroboam made golden calves, changed the law of sacrifice God had ordained, and led the people into sin. In this stream, 1 Kings chapter 15 shows Abijam and Asa side by side. Abijam belonged to the dynasty of David but failed to follow the heart of David. Asa, on the other hand, despite many shortcomings, removed the idols and did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Through this contrast, God is asking us today, is our faith remaining in outward form, lineage, and tradition, or are we setting our hearts on the gospel of the water and the Spirit that God has ordained? Even those who belong to the house of David can lose the heart of David. Abijam became king of Judah and ruled in Jerusalem for 3 years. He was a man who belonged to the dynasty of David, and he sat on the throne in Jerusalem, the city God had chosen to put his name there. But the scriptures say that his heart was not like the heart of his father David, and that he was not perfect before the Lord his God. This is a very fearful word. A person does not automatically stand in right faith because he is within the right lineage. Being in Jerusalem, belonging to the line of David, being near the temple, none of these means one has a perfect heart before God. Abijam belonged to the dynasty of David, but his heart was not like the heart of David. David, too, was a weak man. He committed a great sin in the matter of Uriah. But when David was rebuked by God, he did not hide his sin. He returned to God and sought God's mercy. He did not replace God with another God, and he did not change at his own will the way God had ordained. This was the heart of David. It is the same today, being inside the church, having led a life of faith for a long time, possessing a tradition of faith. These alone do not make a right faith before God. What God looks at is whether we believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. He looks at whether we believe the truth that Jesus Christ took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism from John, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and justified us by rising again from death. God left a lamp for David's sake. Even though Abijam was not perfect, God gave a lamp in Jerusalem for David's sake. He set up his son to succeed him and establish Jerusalem. This was not because of Abijam's righteousness. It was because of the covenant and mercy God had given to David. The lamp shows the grace of God not letting the house of David be completely extinguished. The human kings were weak. Solomon also collapsed. Rehoboam was not perfect, and Abijam's heart was not like the heart of David. But God did not cut off the promise of salvation. The lamp of that promise at last shone fully in Jesus Christ, who came as the descendant of David. Jesus came to this earth according to the lineage of David. But he was not a king who fails like the human kings. Jesus took the sins of the world upon his own body by receiving baptism from John, received the judgment of sin on the cross, and accomplished complete salvation by rising again from death. This gospel of the water and the Spirit is the true lamp God has given to sinners. We must not rely on human kings or human deeds. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, to whom the lamp left in the house of David points. The gospel of the water and the Spirit he accomplished is the true light that removes the sins of our hearts and makes us stand before God. Asa showed an honest heart that removed the idols. After Abijam, Asa became king. The scriptures say that Asa did what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done. Even in Asa's day, Judah was not in a completely clean state. The sins of the previous generations still remained. There were traces of the high places and the idols, and the abominable customs of the pagans had come into Judah. But Asa did not leave that stream as it was. He banished the perverted persons from the land and did away with all the idols his fathers had made. Going further, when his mother Maachah made an abominable idol of Asherah, he deposed her from the position of queen mother, cut down that idol, and burned it by the brook Kidron. This is an honest heart before God. He did not cover over the idol because of a human relationship. He did not leave the abominable thing in place because of an old tradition. Even in a matter involving someone close to him, he removed what God hates. The believer today also needs this discernment. Idols are not only golden calves and wooden images of Asherah. The heart that relies on material things more than on God, the heart that tries to protect its own kingdom, the heart that puts people's recognition and the denomination's tradition before the Word of God, these too can become idols. Above all, changing the gospel of the water and the Spirit that God has ordained into human doctrine is a very fearful spiritual idolatry, a teaching that leaves out the baptism of Jesus and speaks only of the cross, a faith that says one is saved while sin remains in the heart, and a teaching that tries to wash away sin with prayers of repentance and one's own efforts are not the way of salvation God has ordained. The believer must remove such things from his heart. Standing on the gospel of the water and the Spirit is the true reformation. A perfect heart does not mean having no shortcomings. Asa removed the idols, but he could not do away with the high places completely. The scriptures do not hide this fact. Yet at the same time, they say that Asa's heart was perfect before the Lord all his life. Here we must see the balance of the scriptures. It does not mean that there was no lack at all in Asa's deeds. It means that the direction of his heart was toward God. Man is weak. Even the person who lives by faith has points of lack. What matters is not to keep holding on to idols and false faith, using that lack as an excuse. One must set his heart before the truth God has ordained, and have the heart that casts away what God hates. The person who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit does not become righteous because his deeds are complete either. He has become righteous because Jesus took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism from John, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and justified us completely by rising again from death. Therefore, our perfection rests not on the completeness of our own deeds, but on the faith that believes in the salvation God has accomplished. Asa brought silver and gold and utensils into the house of the Lord. This shows that his heart was directed toward God. The person who has returned to God not only removes idols, but also sets apart and offers what is to be offered to God. The believer, too, must not spend the time, material things, gifts, and life he has received from God on his own kingdom, but offer them to serving the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Even one who has made good reforms must rely on God before a crisis. Asa was a good king who removed the idols, but before the pressure of Baasha, he sought help from Ben-Hadad, king of Syria. He took the silver and gold of the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent them to Ben-Hadad. As a result, Baasha stopped building Ramah, and Asa built Geba and Mizpah with the stones and timber of Ramah. Seen outwardly, Asa's method looked successful, but seen with the eyes of faith, a regret remains. It is because he used the treasures dedicated to God for an alliance with a foreign king. Even a king who has removed idols can take hold of human methods if he does not rely on God before a crisis. This gives a great lesson to us today as well. Even a person who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, who at first offered his heart to God and cast away idols, can rely on human calculation when hardship comes. We must not speak the gospel of the water and the Spirit weakly or compromise it under the pretext of protecting the ministry, with the thought of not losing people, or out of the fear of trying to keep the organization. Most precious treasure God has given us is the gospel of the water and the Spirit, the truth of salvation accomplished by the baptism Jesus received, the cross. And his resurrection from death is a treasure that can never be handed over to a foreign king in any crisis. We must imitate Asa's good points and remove the idols. But seeing Asa's regrettable points, we must stand all the deeper in the faith that relies on God even before a crisis. Human reforms have an end, but the gospel of the water and the Spirit is our eternal hope. The rest of Asa's acts, his might, and the cities he built were recorded in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah. But when he grew old, he was diseased in his feet, and in the end he rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. However good a king may be, a human life has its end. Power ends, achievements end, and the flesh grows old and falls sick. This shows us that even a person's good deeds and reforms cannot become the ground of salvation. Asa did good things, but his reforms, his might, and his long reign could not make him live forever. True salvation is only within the gospel of the water and the Spirit that Jesus Christ accomplished. When Jesus received baptism from John, all our sins were passed on to him. The Lord carried those sins and received the judgment on the cross. And by rising again from death, he gave us eternal life. The person who believes this truth is the person who has received the remission of sin before God. Therefore, we must not remain in a faith that has only the outward form, like Abijam. We must have an honest heart that removes the idols, like Asa. But going further than that, we must build our faith not on human reforms or zeal, but on the gospel of the water and the Spirit that Jesus Christ has completed. What God desires is that our hearts stand perfect before Him. It is to regard the truth God has ordained as more precious than close relationships, old traditions, and human methods. The person who sets his heart on the gospel of the water and the Spirit can escape from the corruption of Solomon and the sin of Jeroboam and walk the way of faith that pleases God.